Today's message is called The Root of the Problem. The Root of the Problem. And I've always talked about that we need to get to the root of a problem in order to get rid of it. If you don't get to the primary cause or the root of the problem, then you're only affecting or treating symptoms. It's like if you had a broken arm and you put a Band-Aid on it. You're not getting to the primary cause or the root of the problem. You're just covering up that maybe there's a little bit of bleeding where the break was. But you need to get to the root of the problem. And if we start to understand that God has provided a way for us to get to the root of our problems very easily, it makes it very easy to give things to God and let them go. Now, I'm always telling you, when you got a problem, when you got some anger or some rage, I say, give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. He will lighten that from you. And if we go to a scripture here, it says in 1 Peter 5, chapter 5, verse 7, it says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. This is Peter speaking. And he is talking about giving when you've got a problem. You've got something you're worried about, give it to Jesus. When you understand that when you give it to Jesus, suddenly he can free you from it. It's no longer a problem. If you've got an addiction, give it to Jesus, because he can take it and pull it out of your life. If you've got poverty, give it to Jesus, because he can pull that out by the root, to the root of the problem, and get rid of it out of your life. If you've got a problem with sickness or disease, give it to Jesus, because he will pull it out. This is the way that the plan of God was set up. That when we've got something that's bothering us, put our cares upon him, because he cares for you, and you will be freed from that problem. It will be pulled out, and it will be pulled out to the root of the problem. Let me read something here. And this is a story about Jesus. And this is in Mark chapter 11. And now Jesus has gone out one day. Let me just read this the way it is here. In Mark 11, and I'm reading at verse 12. And it says, now the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And in response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. Now, if we skip down to verse 20, still in the same chapter, it says, now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So this tells us something about the way that Jesus can work. It tells us something about him. He hates figs. No. That's not what it says. But what we see here is, see, what's happening in this event here, when he says something, it goes right to the root of the problem. It goes right to the root. Now, the root is the source or the life of what gives that problem life, okay? The root is what's giving life to the problem. But we see here that Jesus, when he says something, he's not just treating the symptoms, it's going to the root. It's going to the life of that problem. And this tree was withered away right to the root. It just didn't have a few branches pruned off of it. It wasn't just, you know, cut down to the stump because it could have started growing something again. No, it withered right to the root. I don't know if you know, but I grew up on a farm. And on that farm, I was out working in the fields as a kid. And many times I was out in the garden working, and we had six people in our family, and we had a very big garden. It wasn't just, you know, your regular little backyard garden. It was very big garden to feed the family and to provide a lot of food. And a lot of times I had to go out there and work in that garden. I planted the garden, and also I had to weed the garden. Now, I thought it would be a great idea if I could weed, because it was a massive garden, if I could just take the lawnmower out there and just cut the weeds with the lawnmower, because that would save me a lot of work. You know, but the problem with that is the lawnmower cuts off the tops, it cuts off the stems, it cuts off the leaves, but the weed's root is still in the ground. And if the weed's root is in the ground, that weed is going to come right back up. And a weed can grow really fast. You can cut the top of it off one day, and it seems like the very next day that darn thing has started growing again in your life. Right there in that garden, it has begun to grow. And so what I learned from a very early age was when you're weeding the garden, you've got to get in, you've got to pull it out. And you got to make sure that you reach down enough, far enough, like sometimes even a little bit into the soil, to get a hold of that root and pull out the root. Because if you didn't pull out the root of the weed would be back in that garden the next day. And that's what we got to do with the problems in our life. Whatever the problem is, you've got to get to the root of it. And what's saying right here when Jesus is talking about this fig tree, he is showing that he gets to the root of your problems in your life. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, it doesn't matter what the problem is. It doesn't matter what it's called. It doesn't matter how it's affecting you or how many experts have said you can't get rid of this problem. Jesus is showing right here that he gets to the root of the problem. And if the root is what is giving life to whatever it is, and we can pull it out by the root, there's no more life there. There's no more life in that problem. Now, sometimes when I tell people, well, give that anger or that worry to Jesus, they'll say to me, Ted, it can't be that easy. It can't be that easy. It's got to be harder than that. But it's not. It doesn't have to be harder than that, because we're working in alignment with the plan of God. God came down in the body in order to open the way to create a system, the kingdom of God on earth, so that we now could pull out or have Jesus pull out the root of our problems, so they now no longer would plague us or be a problem to us. Now, also, let's go back to this fig tree, because there's a second part I should talk about. Why is he so against fig trees? That might be your thing. And I skipped over something in the middle of that, and that gives us a clue. But if we go back up to verse 14, he says to the tree, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." And then in the next verse, it goes on to tell the rest of the story. So in 15, it says, "And so they came to Jerusalem, and then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. And then he taught, saying to them, 'It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer of all the nations, but you have made it a den of thieves.' And the scribes and the chiefs and the priests heard it and sought out that they might destroy him, but for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his teachings. And when evening had come, he went out of the city." So, what happened after he curses the fig tree and says, "Produce fruit no more," he goes into Jerusalem and cleanses the temple, because they had made it a house of thieves. They were doing deals and business and money lending and selling in there. And he said, "That's not what my house is for." And so what happened, this fig tree is really talking about, in the spiritual meaning, he has closed or shut off the old spiritual way. No longer under the law. You're not going to be under the law anymore. He's bringing in a new thing. And he has shriveled that old way right to the root, meaning that's not going to be a problem for you anymore. He is bringing in the way of grace and the way of blessing through Jesus. You're going to have that way now. So that now you just received Jesus, and now you have the righteousness. You've been made right. You're reconciled with God. You're brought together with him again. But first he had to close the old way. No longer under the law. No longer, because remember, the law brings death. The law brings sin, is what Paul was writing about. We're no longer under that, though. He has closed that. And that's what this fig tree is talking about. And he has pulled that problem out by the root. Now remember, Jesus fulfills the law so that we now can receive it as a gift. So we can receive his righteousness as a gift. Now, so what that means for us is now we understand that you don't have to struggle to overcome your own problems. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You've got to identify what is not in alignment with God. You've got to identify where there's anger or where there's strife or where there's sickness. You just have to identify it, and then you put your cares upon Jesus. And because the system has been set up such that he will pull it out from the root. That's what he does. He will shrivel that problem to the root. It doesn't matter whether it's strife in your life or strife in your relationship with your spouse or relationship with your family. You put it upon him, he can get to the root of the problem. He can pull it out. It doesn't matter whether it's sickness. It doesn't matter what the disease is called or what the doctors have said. If you put it on him, he can shrivel the source of that right to the primary cause. He can pull that root out so it no longer has a problem in your life. If it's poverty, if you've been struggling and feeling like you can't make ends meet, you're not making enough money, and you just can't figure out what to do, and you're starting to worry about that because you can't sleep, what do? We give it to Jesus. Why? Because he can pull the root of that poverty out. You see, here's the thing. We've got a physical life, and then there's also the spiritual aspect of us. And a lot of times we're trying to solve our problems only looking at the natural or the physical. And we're not seeing the root of the problem. And so if we start to address a problem only by looking at the physical world or the physical problems, we might be pulling a leaf off of that problem or pulling a stem off of that problem, but we've never gotten to the root of the problem. So right away the problem comes back. And you can see that in your life as some people, they're addressing a problem and they keep trying to find another way. Now, men are very clever. Men come up with all kinds of systems and all kinds of techniques, and I'm guilty of it too, because I work in therapy, and sometimes I've been coming up with different techniques over the years thinking, I've come up with something really great. Problem is, what I came up with wasn't getting to the root of the problem. All I did was pull off a leaf or pull out a stem, and still the root is there, meaning we give it a little time and the problem is going to grow right back in. And that's why don't get fooled. Oh, let's take a look at this. There's a great verse about this here. This is in Colossians 2:8. This is Paul writing this. And he says, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him who is the head of all principalities and power." So he is talking, he's warning, and he is saying, be careful. Don't be fooled by traditions. Don't be fooled by techniques. Don't be fooled by things that somebody promises you. Oh, this is going to take care of your problems. I've got this great pill that will fix everything for you, and you'll never have to worry again. He is saying, don't get pulled into that. Because sometimes it sounds good, and at first it looks like, yeah, we're cutting that weed out. But if we're not getting to the root, it's going to be growing back. And when it's coming from men, we're only treating it on the physical level. We're only treating it in the natural. And the root of our problem is in the spiritual. But if we're only treating it physically, we're never getting to the root of it. And so now it's going to start to grow up again. We will not be getting to the root of our problem. The only way to get to the root of the problem is by using the system that God gave, and that is the kingdom of God, and using kingdom principles. And when we give our problem or our cares over to Jesus, now he starts to pull on it. And when he pulls on it, he's not just pulling on the symptoms that you've been complaining about. He is pulling on the root of that problem. He is pulling on the source of that problem. He's not only pulling what you've asked him to, but every other thing. If you have given him, for example, maybe you have a false belief and you realize it and you say, Jesus, take that from me. As he pulls out that false belief, he is pulling it from the root, from the source, from what's been giving it life. But not only is he pulling what's on the belief, he is pulling on the thoughts that it created. He is pulling on the emotions that it created in you. He is pulling on the actions that it created in you. He is pulling on the symptoms or the people that have manifest in your life. He is pulling it all out. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So when we give our problem to him and he pulls it out, he starts everything that is connected, even remotely connected to that problem, he knows it, and he starts to pull that out. So nothing is left behind. When he has pulled it out, that is it. It is finished. It is gone. It is over. And you've got victory.
Amen.
And that's the way God works in our life. And it is that easy. Because people go, well, Ted, it can't be that easy. But it can. All we have to do is believe. And don't get sucked in to what some man has created. He has come up with a good system. He has come up with a good technique. He has come up with something on the surface or in the natural looks like it's taking care of the problems. I'll tell you, I've got people that I've worked with who have done 20 or 30 years of therapy. And in that therapy, they have been looking at the problem on the natural level. And they have talked about it, and they have cried about it, and they have punched pillows about it, and they have pondered it, and they have examined it. And yet, the problem is still there. The pain is still there that trauma happened in their life. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't use therapy, because sometimes there's a time you get very traumatic and you need to have that natural part of you calm down to have a little bit of healing just so you can kind of see straight. But if we really want to get to the root of the problem and get it out, get rid of it. You want to get rid of it? We want to give it to Jesus.
Amen.
Because 20 or 30 years and still the root is there, still the pain is there. That's too long. That's too long. And Jesus can pull something out immediately. He can take it out of your life immediately. Say immediately.
Immediately.
Immediately. And I like that. I like that better than 20 or 30 years. Don't you? I like that. And Jesus will pull it out immediately. And all we've got to do is believe. Believe that when we put it upon him, the plan is that he's going to shrivel it right to the root. He's going to pull it out, and it's not going to affect us anymore. And now we'll be freed up to live the life that he planned for us.
Amen.
Amen. Now look what he says here in Luke 17:6. And he's talking, this is Jesus talking, and he says, "So the Lord said, if you have faith," belief, if you believe, if you have faith as a mustard seed, "you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey."
Amen.
Jesus is talking about problems in your life. And if you've got a problem in your life or an obstacle in your life, you got a stack of bills in your life, you can say to them, just like the mulberry tree, "be pulled up by the root." You can speak those words of faith over that problem. And here he's saying, it will be pulled up by the root and cast into the sea. If you believe, if you have faith as a mustard seed. Mustard seed's very small. You only need a little bit of faith. Just a little bit of believing to know, if I want to get rid of a problem, and I want to get rid of it fast, and I want to get rid of it easy, give it to Jesus.
Amen.
Give it to Jesus. You know, and that's, I mean, that it's so nice when we start to understand how the system of God works, isn't it? When you start to understand that, you now don't have to be running around and trying all kinds of things. You don't have to be burning all kinds of energy or carrying a worry or a fear that's been plaguing you for a long time. You don't have to let that sit on your shoulders and weigh your life down. You just have to remember, I want to get rid of this problem. I don't want this problem anymore. Jesus, take this from me. Amen?
Amen.
And remember, Jesus went to the cross, and while he was on that cross, he was taking already, 2,000 years ago, he was taking from you all the roots of your problem, the root of all evil.
Amen.
He was taking it upon himself and lifting it off of you. That was his job. God comes down onto the earth because he has the power. Amen? He's got the power to set you free. And now he goes to that cross and takes all those problems, all that suffering, all that pain, all that disease, no matter what it was, he took it upon himself so that today, 2,000 years later, you can say, Jesus, you know what? I don't want this problem anymore. I give it to you. It already belongs to him. Amen. Give it to him. Praise Amen? And he will pull it out by the root. He will shrivel it right up to the source of where it's starting. Not just the physical. He will reach right into the spiritual and pull the root of that evil out. The root of that sickness starts in the spiritual. He will pull that out so it no longer has any power over you. It no longer has any strength over you. You are free from it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. It gets even better, guys. Gets even better. Listen, this is in Revelations 22, and this is Jesus speaking in verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, this is interesting in that he is saying that he's the root. And the nice thing is that he can break us off from the root that we were attached to. He can break us off from that root. And that's what he's doing when we let him. And he will graft us in to a new tree. He grafts us into a new root that now you become the root of David. Say amen to that. What is the root of David? We're talking, when we talk about David, we're talking about the whole lineage of where Jesus came from. We're talking about that it started from Abraham with the basis of faith, meaning he was a man that walked by faith and was considered righteous because he believed the promises of God. And that you are now taken off of that other tree that has roots in darkness, and he now grafts you into a tree that's based in the light of righteousness of God and the blessing of God. And that is where you were put. You were taken off of the one, and so you're grafted in so that you now have a root. Remember, that's where the life comes from, is the root. And now you've got new roots.
Amen.
You've got new roots. And those roots are rooted in righteousness. They're rooted in faith. They're rooted in the blessing of God. And now that's what begins to feed your life. So you're no longer being fed by something that wasn't based on God's truth. You're now rooted in with new roots in a new life. You become a new creature, and now you begin to see the fruits of your life being blessed, and you're highly favored. And now you start to see that whatever you put your hand to, it is blessed, and you increase in amazing ways because you have a new root. Say, I have a new root.
I have a new root.
Amen. Any problem that you have in your life, no matter when it comes up, what we know. We know after today, how is the kingdom of God working? God has provided a way for us to give that problem, and Jesus will pull it out by the root, right to the primary cause of it. It doesn't matter what it's called. We just have to give it to him. And it is that easy. Why? Because that's the system of God. That's the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That's the way he made it for us. He made it easy for us because he loves us.
Amen.
Right? Because he loves, you know, if you love somebody, you don't try to make life hard for them, right? You don't make things difficult. If you love somebody, you try to find a way to make their life better, right? You try to help them out. You do things for them to try to make it easy so they can get stuff done and they can be in a happy state. God loves us. And he loved us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, right? And why did he do that? Because he loves us. And when Jesus came down, he opened the way for you so that now every problem and every situation you can cast your cares upon him, and he will pull that sucker out by the root, right to where the life of it is, right into the spiritual, and he'll remove it from you, that now it no longer plagues you, and you are free now. And now you can walk in a new life, in a new way. You can walk in the life of blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen.